Studies in the Gospel of John, chapter 20. We would see Jesus. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. There would seem to have been a world of significance in this incident to the mind of Jesus. To the human mind it would seem to point to a broadening of his influence, and a spread of his teachings, suggestive of the necessity of greater efforts in a wider sphere of activity. But when Andrew and Philip come to him with the request of these Greeks for an audience with him, Jesus utters immediately the prescient words, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And then he illustrated to them, from the familiar processes of nature, how, as the grain of wheat yields up its individual existence that it may produce itself anew in multiplied numbers, each grain of which shall bear its characteristics, so must he submit to death that his ministry might go on. Human philosophy would have taught no such necessity. Quite the contrary, it would have said that this was the critical moment, when first impressions were being made upon men belonging to this intelligent, cultivated nation, whose literature and art until influenced the thought of the world, that at this time, more than ever before, the personal presence of the master and teacher was necessary to direct his work, and see that no error and misconception marked its beginnings among those capable of preaching his message so ably and spreading it so widely among mankind. But how evident it is in this, as in all else, that God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. These men, representing the highest and most cultivated intellectuality of the world, came humbly saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. And Jesus saw in this event a sure precursor of his own crucifixion and death. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. How far from the thought of any mere man would all this have been? His followers, at that time, were utterly unable to comprehend the significance of all this. But it is evident he, looking through the centuries, sought the gathering of the faithful from every nation, town, and people. At the coming of these first fruits from among the Gentiles, their hearts filled with the earnest desire. We would see Jesus. He saw all the harvest which was to follow, and he pictured to his disciples, there, the seed time which must precede that harvest. And by his own words, spoken in audible voice that men might hear, God the Father himself expressed his approval. Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. Most momentous indeed, for others as well as themselves, were the events surrounding this simple request of the inquiring Greeks. Sir, we would see Jesus.